day guns and ammo shop does a brisk business these days on the heavily defended South End. Earl and his brother, Biker Billy, watched their revenues double in the 2008 election, then double again in 2012. Most buyers convinced the government was going to confiscate all the firearms in America. Earl and Billy could keep up with their gun inventory, but ammo was rationed and frightened homeowners were put on a waiting list. Ralph Hansen wanted to know if he'd need to ask his intruders if they'd mind waiting before they broke into his house, raped his wife and daughters, then killed him. In the end, Earl sold him a Browning over and under and a box of 12-gauge slugs he said would stop a rabid rhinoceros. Billy shook his head when Ralph walked out with the shotgun in its tooled leather case, proud as Hemingway. "How many shotguns does he have?" he asked his brother. And Earl smiled as he put Ralph's check under the cash drawer in the register. Probably one shy of enough. Down my well-armed end of the Alamo, I hear plenty of gunfire. The missus took years to get used to the sudden bark of semi-automatic practice sessions of the local militia exercising not only their right to bear arms, but their obligation to shoot them as often as possible. She'd asked, alarmed, "What is that?" "Gunfire," I'd say nonchalantly, and she'd grow more alarmed, her fears realized, and then want to call the police. "It's America," I'd explain patiently, figuring that was explanation plenty. All Clint Eastwood would bother with, why waste words or ammo? A few years back, we had a bad hombre stroll down Burney Road where it was a one-lane dirt cutoff to Tye's store, occasionally letting loose with an automatic assault rifle beside the cow pastures up there, alarming more than just the missus. Turns out he was wanted on felony warrants, and the local gendarme treated him like Machine Gun Kelly on meth. Waited till he'd gone to bed at his Maul's place off Dahlman, then dropped a stun blast through the window and shot him to pieces, reaching for either his trousers or his gun. Sheriffs around these parts don't much cotton to automatic weapons being practiced on the roadways, especially by hard-ass criminals. I won't say the missus had gotten used to country living, but she doesn't race to the phone to call 911 every artillery session or the opening of hunting season. I guess she just figures it's slightly better than moving to Beirut or Baghdad or the wrong side of Everett. At least the casualties are somewhat less, even if supposedly we're not at war.